animal kingdom, there are a lot of species with rather spectacular misnomers. The red panda isn't actually a panda at all. Starfish and jellyfish, both aquatic, but neither fish, and the Southeast Asian bear cat, which is neither a bear nor a cat. Similarly, one of our native animals, called a fisher or fisher cat, is neither much of a fish catcher nor is it a member of the cat family. Fishers are in fact aggressive weasels that can eat everything they can get their paws on. Squirrels, mice, shrews, rabbits, chipmunks, songbirds, ruffed grouse, you name it. In the night, they're little dark flowing bodies, pouncing on unsuspecting critters. Small animals don't stand a chance. Nothing fazes them. And if you think that's unnerving, they're one of the few species with the gall to attack and eat a species that is not only larger than them, but that is best known for its natural defense, the porcupine. Fishers are small and dark brown. They're about the size of a house cat, with a long body, short legs, rounded ears, a thick coat, and a bushy tail. Weighing just about 8 to 12 pounds, fishers are fierce and lithe. They can pursue prey into tight spaces like underground tunnels or the passages some creatures create beneath the winter snow. And they have 5 toes with retractable claws, like a cat does, making them excellent climbers. Unlike most animals in their family, called mustelids, fishers are arboreal. That is, they spend a lot of time in trees. Consequently, their habitats always include a large wooded component. They are usually found in or near mixed forests and woodland glades, particularly those with conifers. Like all the other mustelids, including mink, river otter, and ermine, fishers are fur bearers, meaning their fur is valued commercially. To protect themselves from humans and predators alike, they possess special glands on their hind ends. These exude or forcefully project a volatile, stinky substance that is used as a territorial marker or as a defensive response. Historically, fisher populations in eastern North America extended from Canada through the northeastern states and down through the Appalachian Mountains as far south as Tennessee. However, the species' dark, thick fur made them so attractive to trappers that by the early 20th century, fishers were extirpated from Maryland and other central and southern Appalachian states. In areas where fishers were eliminated, porcupine populations subsequently increased. Areas with a high density of porcupines were found to have extensive damage to timber crops. So our neighbors to the west began a course of action. The fisher's comeback can be traced to 1969 when the West Virginia Division of Wildlife Resources released 23 animals from New Hampshire at 2 sites. Just 3 years later, the population had returned to a healthy, sustainable level. Since then, the West Virginia fisher population has continued to grow and expand so that now they can be seen in any forested area of the state. And because animals don't respect state boundaries, fishers soon began to appear in the mountains of southwestern Pennsylvania, northern Virginia, and western Maryland. As of now, they have spread from our Garrett, Allegheny, and Washington counties east to Frederick and Carroll. So why is this fur bearer even called a fisher at all? The name is thought to have come from a colonial Dutch word due to its resemblance to the European polecat. For more information on our great native animals, visit your closest nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.